The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. at Central Time where we are. Nope, daylight savings time is not yet. That's happening this weekend. But we're on the Hump Day edition here on the Power Hour, where we've got our 10% off site-wide with free shipping with orders $250 and up on the Power Mall. And, of course, let's see, what else is going on here besides politics? We'll talk about that in a minute. For those of you that had not registered yet for the RickSatelliteUSA.com Galaxy 19 dish satellite system, now's the time to do it. We still have one to give away. Email us at support at the Power Hour or P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Missouri 65814 with your name, address, and phone number and a little explanation of why you would like to win that dish. And if Rick Kaler at RickSatelliteUSA.com in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri likes what you wrote, well, guess what? He's going to call to make sure you can use it and you might just win it. It was donated, by the way. We appreciate that. Power Hour Jay and Judy just donated the latest two. We gave one away already. And let's see, when you go to thepowerhour.com and you see the big red banner, well, donate. For every $25 donation we receive, you get a free Vitamir regular toothpaste at no cost to you. And of course, you know, when you see that big thing flash up on the screen, means we need your help. Kirvin and Janet, Vincent, Sandy, Rodney, Donnie, Kevin, Mark, all of them jumped in and donated. We appreciate that. And of course, you know, we have partners that you can go to on the partners tab at thepowerhour.com. And when you buy from one of them, take 5 minutes to email or call us and let us know so we get credit for the purchases, because that's what's keeping us on the air here. Now, why is that important? Well, because it's 2024, it's an election year, and whether or not you care, because, see, there's a lot of people out there that hate Trump. All right, so fine. What are you going to do? You're either going to A, stay home, or B, vote for Biden, because you're not going to have any other choice. End of story. You want 4 more years of the same crap? Go ahead and vote for Biden again. It'll get worse. Trust me, once they already got their claws into America. You vote for Biden again, and the illegals will keep coming across the border. Do you want that? I think it's going to affect everybody, because you get enough illegals in here. I got a story from the UK that will blow your mind. Now they got a whistleblower over there, a Tory member of parliament. Yep. His name is Neil O'Brien. He sounds like a fine Irish name. Yeah, well, guess what? He's otherwise close to the government, an ally to centrist figures like George Osborne and now Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. So here's the problem. O'Brien is venting his frustration because the government's hiding the immigration data from its own departments. And what are they finding out? Well, first off, they don't know how many welfare claims they're actually processing. They want to know how many are prisoners, how many are being detained because of criminal histories, fundamentals, like what country were you born in? They're hiding all the data. In 2022, it was reported the foreign-born population in Britain had soared to nearly 10.5 million in a country of 67 million. Would that be enough to shift the balance of power in the election? Sure would. Arrivals have only accelerated since then. In 2023, it was revealed that net migration, the total increase once those who left the country in the same period are subtracted, 672,000. That's a year. 672,000, a major blow for the credibility of the government. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? It's happening here. And you see, everybody, all these corporations over here in America love all that cheap labor. Oh, yeah. No, manufacturing is not here. Manufacturing has dwindled in America, so I don't know what these corporations are hoping to gain by this. I mean, the illegal immigrants, the invaders that are coming into this country are soon going to realize, geez, it costs a lot of money to live here. How am I going to feed myself? How am I going to get a place to rent? Oh, don't worry, the government will give it to you at the expense of we the people. Now, see, in Britain, the economy is contracting. And the same thing is happening here in America. The economy is contracting. That's going to drive inflation through the roof. And if you think for 1 minute that these illegal invaders that are in our country right now are going to sit idly by without committing crimes against we the people. I mean, we just had an incident overnight, somebody trying to steal a guy's car in San Antonio. Owner came out, caught him, and shot him in the back. End of story. Guy ran away, dropped dead near the house. Just happened. You know, they're gonna, these people, I mean, I'll bet you it was, you know, it's nefarious behavior. We'll find out whether this guy was an illegal immigrant or not when the, still under investigation, what just happened in San Antonio this morning. But I mean, this is going to be commonplace. So, you know, if you were paranoid, when all this started, you might have a little bit more to worry about now. China has invaded the Philippine South China Sea, ramming ships in their own waters. Philippine Coast Guard vessels clashed with Chinese naval forces on the second Thomas Shoal in the South China Sea, which China illegally claims as its own. 4 Filipino crewmen were injured. The incident occurred during a resupply mission to the BRP Sierra Madre, a grounded World War II U.S.-made vessel that has served as an outpost to the Philippine Marine Corps since 1999. Manila uses the outpost to assert its sovereignty over the Spratly Islands, which China illicitly claims are its own. So now the dangerous maneuvers led to 2 collisions, causing minor structural damage to the BRP Syndicate. Chinese vessels use water cannons on the civilian Uneza May 4. That's what it is. Get that right here. Shattering the wooden boat's windshield. Water cannons, huh? Wow. You just broke my windshield. You know, ever heard of a spud gun? Get yourself a can of Aquanet. Boom. Yeah, that'll put out a windshield, man. Those things, those suckers fly at better than 70 miles an hour. You can really knock somebody over with that, even in Kevlar. You can put them on the ground with a nice big thud. Yeah, it's amazing how that works. And the thing is, too, over in Britain, more green insanity. Now Britain has what we call an e-bus ticking time bomb. Yep, they have 2,000 electric buses over there worth £800 million. And they're facing an urgent recall over fears they could burst into flames. Oh, my. That's a sarcastic laugh for those of you wondering where that came from. Yeah, the Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency has warned operators who use the Alexander Dennis Enviro 200 and Enviro 400 single and double-decker buses. Yeah, they have that critical safety issue in there now. Well, they spent all this money. Oh, yeah, it's all about Green New Deal. Yep. Green is a booger, folks, and that's what they're stuck with. A booger of a bus. Why didn't they paint the bus green, too? Why? They got red double-decker buses over there, and everybody, hey, this sounds like fun. You ever been in a double-decker bus? Let's do that. London had a total of 476 of them subject to recall in their fleet. What do they think it's going to do to their mass transit? And, of course, Sadiq Khan, his commitment to reduce harmful emissions in the city, Coventry, Birmingham, Cambridge, Leeds, Glasgow, and Aberdeen also use the buses, not just London. Oh, my. Sadiq Khan. Yep. You see what happens when the migration infiltrates your country and all of a sudden all these foreign leaders get elected? You Somalians up there know all about you know, who's up in Minnesota there? Ilhan Omar. Yep. She hates America. She already said that. I'm not quoting something nobody knows. The news is now reporting. I guess we can get to Super Tuesday now because everybody's chomping at the bit wanting to know what happened. Well, if you hadn't read the papers already, Haley won Vermont. That was it. Now it's also come out that most of her donors are Democrat. Wow. Talk about a rhino. Now, she worked for the UN. She was an ambassador to the UN. She has $17 million left in her war chest, according to reports. She's already blown through over $110 million on the campaign trail. And if she's going to blow through all that money until Trump gets the 1,215 electoral votes he needs, because he won 13 states last night. Now, if that's going to happen, she's going to blow through all of that. Imagine what she would do with a budget. She would follow basically in Biden's footsteps and continue to wreck her economy. The woman is up to no good. So, I mean, you shall know the mother fruits, folks. If they're blowing through campaign money like that, they are fighting a losing battle. So what do all the media sources do? Nikki Haley to drop out of the 2024 race, ending the challenge against Trump. Okay. We'll see. Hasn't been made official yet. When they say Nikki to drop out of the 2024 race, what are they doing? Creating news. Yep, that's what they're doing because it's not official yet. But, oh, no, she has to drop out. So let's just go ahead and fabricate a line and make it so. It's like, you know, what's really funny is all these news reports out there. It's hysterical. I'm reading all this stuff, even in the premium reports from Epoch Times. It is so funny because of the fact that in this little state, Vermont, votes for Haley. But here's some more interesting news that came out of all of this yesterday. Protest votes against Biden. Yeah. People voted like uncommitted. In fact, in American Samoa, in the Democratic caucus out there, Jason Palmer, a little-known presidential candidate, beat Biden in the caucuses out in American Samoa. Like that matters. He's going to flip. He's going to flip off American Samoa. He's not going to care. He's going to get mad and spout off, and he's going to really let those people in American Samoa, and it should be a warning sign to the rest of the people in the country here, how you're going to be treated if you don't vote for him. Because if you don't vote for him, you're going to vote for Trump. And see, Democrats can't have that. Jamie Raskin can't have that. He was on the J6 committee. He's vowing to do something to, get Congress. It's not going to happen. The guy's all mouth. He was all mouth when he was on the J6 committee. He's all mouth now. Not going to happen. So, you know, and of course, and everybody's watching what's going on in California because Dianne Feinstein died. So Democrat Representative Adam Schiff, also from the J6 committee, and former baseball player Steve Garvey, both advanced in the Senate race in California for the Democrat and Republican parties. Now, if Steve Garvey got all the votes from everybody that voted against or not for Steve Garvey, you take all those votes and tally them up, he would beat Adam Schiff in the general election and flip the seat. I got to wonder why people in California would want to vote for Schiff after what happened. Well, because we hate Trump and Schiff would stop. No, they won't. See, the only way that Trump would not get in office, because they're all talking Trump-Biden showdown in November. The only way that Biden would get in office is if everybody that doesn't like Trump actually turned out to vote and voted for Biden. And with all those people that are uncommitted, I still got to ask the same question. Do you want 4 more years of the same crap? Do you want your prices of your groceries and your gas to continue to skyrocket as he chokes off the economy with his Green New Deal? Yeah, I mean, he's already wrecked the economy now. Look what you're paying in the grocery store. I mean, can you imagine living in California and having to deal with it? Or New York? Boycott or no boycott? I mean, here's Mayor Adams having to lock down these little concentration camps there. This one was it Russell? Well, I forget what it is out there in the eastern part of Queens. They set up this big tent city out there. Oh, it's getting really nasty out there. Fights are breaking out like crazy. Well, where else are you going to put them? 5-star hotels? Yeah, see, this is the nutcase country situation we live in because people can't seem to get it. Oh, here's the other option. They won't go to the polls at all. They'll stay home. Well, my vote doesn't matter. In other words, what you're basically telling the Democrats are, go ahead and cheat. Because our vote doesn't matter. We already know it. You're going to cheat. The whole thing's rigged anyway. See, the bad attitude Americans have? That's a problem. There are certain Americans out there that just have a flat-out bad attitude. How can you say you love this country, that you are an American, and have a bad attitude like that, that thinks your vote doesn't matter? How is that possible? I'd like to know. Somebody call me and tell me this. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I mean, people are literally protesting votes against Biden. He's lost a whole bunch of votes. One state, I think it was close to 30% of the people voted against Biden, voted for like none of the above, uncommitted. They don't want him. They'll all switch sides. They can't have this old fart back in the White House again. They just can't. You want 4 more years of this stuff. You think he's got a chokehold on things now, and then you're going to leave the borders wide open? If you're so worried about all the borders and all these illegal immigrants coming in here and raping your sons and daughters, well, maybe you should have thought about that at poll time when the election was there. You want to vote for 4 more years of the same thing? You want another 10 million people in this country? You know, they may take away your house. You never know. They'll find a way to do it. They already are. Number of foreclosures is just crazy right now. Now, what's worse, a federal judge handed Latino and civil rights groups a victory when he struck down a provision in Florida state law that would have barred, you ready for this? Would have barred non-citizens from registering voters in time for November. Non-citizens going out and registering voters. See, they're going to pay them to register voters. Oh, you got to vote. See, and if what happens if they don't actually register the voters? What if they use a non-citizen to actually forge the registration? And there's not enough time because they wait until the deadline to turn in whatever voter registrations there are. This is Chief U.S. District Judge Mark E. Walker determined Friday that a provision in Florida's SB 7050 assessing a $50,000 fine for each non-citizen found to be collecting or handling voter registration applications violates constitutional equal protection rights. Excuse me. Wow, I got a problem, man. I'll tell you what, Ashley Moody, you need to be appealing this to the Florida, Supreme Court of the United States. The ban covered people with legal permanent residency or green cards. Look, if they're not official United States citizens, they don't have the same rights we have. God, what part of that doesn't this judge get? You see, the judges are all creating law. They've already shut down SB4, so Texas can't go out and arrest these illegals coming across the border. So you got all these federal judges stepping in and screwing with the economy. Now the Supreme Court has kudoed that, put a pause, you know, took David Ezra's ruling and paused it some more. What else could go wrong? You see, this is the way they cheat, and they use the courts to do it. I'm sorry, if you don't trust the courts, you might have a point. Meanwhile, Senator Kyrsten Sinema has announced she's not going to re-election. She's not going to seek re-election again to a second term. So now it's Kari Lake versus the other guy. But when Sinema was in office, and she still is, said she was leaving the Democratic Party and registering as an independent, still continued to caucus with the Democrat and didn't affect their 51-49 majority in the Senate. Now, voted right along with them, just bad as the rhinos. The FBI is reporting. Now, take this with a grain of salt. This is the office in Miami, Florida, which sent an alert out. It's seeking information on an Iranian intelligence officer who is wanted in connection to assassination plots against U.S. officials after former President Trump killed Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani in early 2020. The guy's name they're looking for is Majid Dasjani Farahani. He's wanted for questioning in connection with the recruitment of individuals for various operations in the U.S. Some of the reports indicate that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Special Envoy Brian Hook are targets. Bolton was even told that, you know, they were after him at one time. Trump trusted the wrong people, folks. So whoever he picks as a VP candidate, he's going to have to make this work. Going to have to. There's no getting around it. He's going to have to find somebody in there that can help him drain the swamp. They may end up by executive fiat or whatever the case may be. They may end up shutting down various departments. For those of you, again, that want to sit there and they want to either A, don't go to the polls, or B, vote for another 4 years of the same garbage, you go right ahead. The rest of us won't like it. But hey, as long as you get your yayas out, doesn't matter. See, people are just, you know, I'm sorry, but this is not the time to not care. The Biden administration, by the way, there's a report out saying they secretly flew 320,000 inadmissible illegal migrants into the U.S. last year. This, according to a nonprofit think tank, Center for Immigration Studies and Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. That's what they filed. CBP approved flights that brought hundreds of thousands of illegals to 43 airports in the U.S. These are citizens that have zero right to be here. Inadmissible illegal immigrants, mostly to blue cities. Victoria Nuland, by the way, has announced she's retiring and stepping down as number three at the State Department. Boy, not a moment too soon. This according to Winken, Blinken, and Nod. So apparently, John Bass, who served as the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan during Biden's botched and deadly withdrawal, is going to fill her role until her replacement is confirmed. My, my, my. Oh, what a web we weave. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Isn't this law that the Texas legislature passed about giving their law enforcement officers' ability to arrest someone they find in country illegally, isn't that based on a federal law? That's what I heard.
Well, it's SB4, and from the news reports, it said that because of the fact that governor signed it into law, that Texas authorities have the power to arrest illegals coming across the border and detain him on certain charges. And so basically the Supreme Court upheld David Ezra's squelching of SB4, so they can't do anything. Now, this, again, whether it's tied into federal law or not, they're going to appeal this. They're going to go back in, apparently, because there was just a pause on the on SB4 by the Supreme Court of the United States, doesn't mean they're not still arguing it. They are. So that's pretty much what I understand at this point. I don't want to speculate, because I haven't actually read all of SB4. I just know what the media reports are saying they had the authority to do. And other media reports and other back channel sources, Sherry, are saying that Greg Abbott is going to ignore these rulings and continue to get these. We'll see. All we can do is find out whether or not Border Patrol starts getting into a conflict with Texas officials that are arresting people. And, you know, they're going to go to the court and they're going to go, hey, you know, they're in contempt of court. The judge ruled that they're not allowed to do that, and they're still doing it. Well, what do you think they're going to do? Tell, you know, haul Governor Abbott in his wheelchair into federal court? Cite him with contempt? How do you think that's going to work out? I mean, they're walking on eggshells right now, and they want to keep as many illegals coming into this country as possible, thinking they can shift the balance of power and contract the economy at the same time, because, of course, all of us stupid we, the people out there, will pay for it. Kind of sad.
Well, I think that I agree with this one talk show host that says that the federal government a long time ago has really broken the contract between the states and the the federal government because they've just ignored things.
Well, and, yeah, they still continue to do so.
Yeah, so I don't think we have a government that's lawful.
Well, yeah, I know. We have an incorporated government as of 1871. I think everybody knows that. And so they're basically flexing their muscle to, you know, dare us to do something. That's why they want to beef up the surveillance state, because they can't have insurrections going on here. Appreciate your call, Sherry. This is the big problem. See, when you get into power, you become incorporated and you start passing laws under 18 U.S. code. That's criminal statutes. And nobody can sit there and contemplate or plan to insurrect the government. Otherwise, you're convicted of a felony and you're going to prison because you're contemplating an overthrow of the government. Excuse me, what is our Constitution all about? You know, what was the statement Jefferson made about the blood of, you know, the tree of liberty refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants? Oh, no, that whole perspective has changed now. It's changed. Oh, no, it's we cower in the corner. When they come and those red dots are pointed at your chest, no, you don't go for your weapon, you're going to end up dead. Oh, my God, you might make the morning news. Wow. Mike in Michigan, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Dave. I just wanted to mention the elephant in the room, Robert F. Kennedy. That's who I'm voting for. And I know actually a lot of Democrats saying they're going to vote for him. And I've heard a lot of conservatives say they're going to vote for him because people are sick of both Trump and Biden's BS. So just saying, that's my only comment.
All right, Mike, I appreciate that. And yes, that has been contemplated because of the fact, one, he's got to get on the ballots in all the states. This is a problem. He's already filed a lawsuit against Kansas because Governor Kelly up there signed a bill that makes it, you know, more hurdles for him to jump over. So we appreciate that. There is a special prosecutor who is tasked with prosecuting Donald Trump in Georgia, is accused of lying about one of his romantic relationship with the official who hired him. This is Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis. That whole thing is back in the news again because now there is a new witness coming forward, co-chief deputy district attorney for Cobb County, Cindy Lee Yeager, who's got the goods because she knows Terrence Bradley, divorce attorney for Mr. Wade. And, of course, they're trying to get her testimony included in the judge's ruling. It would require him to reopen the proceedings. Ah, the plot thickens. And, of course, Trump has asked the judge to cut the $83.3 million penalty against E. Jean Carroll or grant him a new trial. And we'll see how that works out. Wow. Pretty crazy, huh? Tesla's European Gigafactory, by the way, has halted work until further notice because of a what Elon Musk calls an extremely dumb suspected arson attack nearby, leaving the plant and several thousand homes without power yesterday. Yeah. Some volcano group has taken responsibility for it, but whatever. Not going to happen. We'll be back on the other side of the hour. More news and information. Maybe talk about COVID a little bit and what's going on with the CDC. This is getting crazier by the minute, folks. Even in light of Super Tuesday. Be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this hump day, the day after Super Tuesday, here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Shopping for a new black dress or suit to wear to an upcoming funeral? Well, whose funeral are we talking about here? Well, the CDC is now recommending older people get another COVID-19 jab. Oh, my God. Dr. Mandy Cohen, I'll tell you what, I got about 50 people out here that would love to see you get all 50 doses of that stuff to watch you flip out. I even wonder whether Dr. Mandy Cohen, who heads up the CDC, is even getting this or getting a B12 shot. You know, because the CDC has come out, their little committee, their little agency out there is sitting there 11 to 1 vote recommending another dose for people over 65 because your immune systems are probably already shot. Oh, of course, we have all the doctors out there that are worried about losing their medical licenses and they're still lying to their patients, obviously. Wow. Crazy, isn't it? What happened to do no harm? What happened to the Hippocratic Oath? I guess that right down the toilet along with some of the oaths these federal judges took. Wow. There is a group called Former Feds LLC. It was formed in 2010 behind the organizing principle that former feds, which consists of former federal agents, auditors, and prosecutors who share common values, characteristics, and experience that benefit employers and clients. And guess what they do? They do like False Claims Act, QUETAM litigation. God, I've made a new friend today. No, actually, I met Brad Geyer, who heads up this group. Former Feds, their compliance and business solution, former Feds group. And he joins us now on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's a great morning. I think we're on our way to victory, sir.
Well, I hope so. So tell me, there's some new news here besides the CDC recommending older people get another jab. Chip Roy's just introduced the Libel Act, which would end Pfizer and Moderna's free pass at murdering people. You guys have been on the front line of this thing forever and a day. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, we filed a state law claim out in California against Gilead for the remdesivir drug, which helped kill countless Americans. Unfortunately, we were removed to federal court, and the federal court denied our motion to move it back to California and dismissed us with prejudice. We filed a motion for reconsideration yesterday. I think we argue very convincingly that the judge erred and that it should go back to California, where despite whatever faults people may think California has, its legislature gave special protections to Californians, that they should be protected from misrepresentations and omissions by manufacturers like Gilead. And our claim specifically just address those misrepresentations and omissions. There was no causation requirement in the state of California that we show that remdesivir actually did the killing, only that misrepresentations were made. And sadly, as has happened around the country where the PrEP Act has been challenged, these federal courts seem to conflate and superimpose the PrEP Act on basically stomping on states' rights. So we're gonna zealously advocate on that motion for reconsideration, and we're looking for a new state to file in next. We're looking at five states that also saw fit to give special protections to state residents.
Okay, now when they do that, Brad Geyer, is this something that the federals? I mean, this looks like a game plan that the other side does, is they sit there and Gilead hires attorneys that automatically just remove it to federal court. What's to stop them from doing it in all these other states you want to go after?
There's no question that there was significant planning that went into mitigating or eliminating all liability. And, of course, this includes the PrEP Act purported to revoke the need to give informed consent, which, of course, has been the law of the land since 1947, after the Nuremberg Protocols. Our view is that this is clearly invalid, and ultimately it will be reversed. Our suit didn't address that squarely, but we're working on litigation in other parts of the country that we believe will bring that to the surface and get that to a ripe state for circuit court review and also Supreme Court review. We're also currently in the final stages, in very mature stages in regards to filing a suit in the Second Circuit, which is New York, against Pfizer, potentially on behalf of Vietnamese claimants. Sadly, the U.S. government has stripped Americans of their rights when it comes to vaccines. And this has been going on for many, many years. So our unique legal approach that we're working to develop is to represent foreign plaintiffs The story in Vietnam is very compelling because it went in a four-month period in 2021. It went from about fewer than 1,000 deaths to as many as 30 to 50,000 deaths, with the intervening event being release of the vaccines, primarily Pfizer. So we're working on that avenue too, sir.
I'm just wondering, you know, the other side wouldn't come in and say, well, these people aren't U.S. citizens, so how can you bring that in the Second Circuit? I'm just, you know, I'm having the same problem, Brad, and it's I'm not shooting you. All the intentions of former Feds group and all the people, Jamie Scherer, as a matter of fact, has been on the show before with Carolyn Blakeman, and we've had these conversations. You cannot just sit, you know, we can't all as collectively as human beings sit by and ignore what happened last March 25th when we were at the Hall Hospital homicide event in San Antonio. We just cannot ignore the fact that this government has gotten away legislating all the big pharma and the people that are pumping their war chests full of money to get them reelected to basically surround the wagons. And I mean, the United States of America as of 1871 is an incorporation, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of that that analysis that I think we'd all benefit from learning more about it and attempting to understand what the ramifications of that are in terms of our system of governance and rule of law. The Pfizer shouldn't have half of foreign applicants. It's just a creative way to get around the folks on the other side who spent more than two decades stripping Americans of their rights. There's something known as the Foreign Tort Claims Act. Mm. And we just think that it's very possible that, I'm just going to say the bad guys, I mean that pejoratively, the bad guys weren't really, no one ever considered that some folks from a foreign nation would march into our courts and say, hey, look, you know, you can't force these vaccines on us that are very dangerous. So there's not a lot of law, contrary law, that has been developed to rebut that. So it's just another way to go at it. We're advocates of attacking the beast at every point of vulnerability that we can possibly identify.
Makes sense. Well, see, in Pfizer and Moderna, obviously they're headquartered here, aren't they? I mean, that's why you're bringing it into the U.S. through the Foreign Tort Claims Act, right?
Yes. Well, it's Pfizer's in New York, and there's actually a great Second Circuit decision that we think is binding that should be very helpful. Again, where that's sort of like in this, I'm sharing with your, you know, you have a sophisticated listener class here, so I'm sort of sharing the skunk works. What's going on in skunk works?
No, I mean, no, we do have, I mean, because everybody that's listening to this thing, obviously they're our age and older, and they are concerned. These are the ones that I know did not take the jab. They're trying to convince family members who were thinking about taking the jab or who did take the jab to seek some sort of treatment, naturopathic, whatever the case may be, to try to help keep them alive. Because the way most of us feel, when they got that shot, they became ticking time bombs. I think we all knew that. And when they end up in the hospital, which is why you're going after Gilead, I mean, look at all the money they made and all the people that, you know, Pfizer, Moderna, Gilead, everybody donated. I mean, they made Anthony Fauci rich in so many ways. Has that all come to light in its entirety, what they did with Fauci?
Oh, certainly not yet. But I mean, we're closer to that ideal than we were, say, a year ago. But in order to get this all resolved, you're going to need significant legislative investigations and also new legislation, particularly going after these NGOs, these non-governmental organizations that crop up and work side by side with governmental agencies. And it's basically a mechanism to corrupt and capture the federal agencies. But more importantly, the next administration is going to need to retool and redeploy and completely overhaul enforcement. Right now, it's chasing January 6th parading grandmas all over the place. You have the FBI and Homeland Security completely engaged in that. The OIGs, the Offices of Inspectors General, there's over 50 from the different agencies. They've been taken offline in enforcement for over a decade. So the U.S. government has lost a lot of its capabilities to investigate complex fraud. In order to fix it, we have to redeploy those assets next year into procurement fraud, grant fraud, and science fraud, big pharma fraud, and panel grand juries all over the nation, and focus on some of these key areas of what was the pandemic scheme. For instance, the research around hydroxychloroquine, which clearly was corrupted, the research around ivermectin, around the research around remdesivir and its approvals. Clearly, there were corrupt elements that eat into those systems. It involved a lot of different people, and those have to be investigated with grand jury authority, and there has to be rule of law, once again, superimposed on the system, where we insist that our taxpayer-funded experts are providing uncorrupted advice to elected officials. One of the big problems here is that elected officials on both sides of the aisle were deceived by corrupted and captured taxpayer-funded public health officials like Dr. Anthony Fauci.
So the thing is what you're basically saying is that Trump was fed a line and they basically padded his ego. So when Warp Speed came out and they were already, I mean, all of us in the know, we already know, Brad, that these guys already had this jab already set up. They knew what it was going to do. They knew it was a bioweapon. They coordinated with China. They coordinated with DASAC and Echo Health Alliance. I mean, we know the entire story. I've been watching this thing and monitoring it since it came out in late 2020. We started to see something nefarious develop and then started to watch friends of ours die right after they got the jab. And of course, their family members are in complete denial. And see, the more people that are in denial that these vaccines are causing injury, you compare that to the number of people that actually have woken up and said, wait a minute, it wasn't until after I got the shot the side of my face swelled up. I mean, you know, and that now they're trying to hide all that data as well. But that's all come to light too, hasn't it?
Yes, sadly, and, you know, you follow the same folks that I do, and I count over 150 experts that I know about, all of whom have super impressive CVs and I believe are incorruptible. And the evidence is pretty clear that the vaccine is deadly. It is very damaging to public health. It's very clear that the very few people actually died from COVID itself. The fatalities were from the 50-plus drugs they got, the venting, and the heavily incentivized use of drugs like remdesivir. And all of that complicated toxic stew was allowed to develop over a period of years. And even in, like, say, a state like New Jersey or Pennsylvania, where, I mean, like, who could have imagined that they would release COVID patients into nursing homes, causing tens of thousands of deaths? You wonder, how could that happen? Something has been corrupting our systems now for a period of years. We have to get down to the bottom of it. And all of your listeners are actually extraordinarily important in this effort because they're also our eyes and ears, and they can report back with things that they observe, physical observations of the universe, rather than just data and digital information, which can be distorted, contorted, and corrupted. And so this is going to be a collective consciousness-raising effort with you and your listeners at the forefront, really, to reestablish objective reality and insist that our elected representatives and our enforcement agencies do the business of the United States to protect the Constitution.
Right, but they can go to formerfedsgroup.com and actually send you guys an email through your contact page, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I love that. See, now the thing is that you don't find too many lawyers out there that understand False Claims Act. That's FCA, and it's the short for that is QUITAM, which means on behalf of the king. All right, I do have some paralegal skills there, Brad, but you know, not the technical know-how that you have on organizing these things. I know that, you know, people like Lynn Zimoniak went after the banks. You guys are doing the same thing to Big Pharma, which, you know, rightfully so. It should be, given the fact that, you know, most of us have woken up, especially our listeners, that agree wholeheartedly that this thing was a bioweapon. It violates the Nuremberg Code. We should have Nuremberg 2.0, but we don't yet. Because the United States government is keeping it from happening. Our congresspeople want this to continue. We've got 10 million illegal immigrants coming into the country. I understand that there is a big event coming up, that the big roundtable discussion happening this week with Tom Homan, who, if Trump gets back in office, Tom Homan will be right back in the saddle. Do you know anything about that? Can you tell us about it?
Well, I know that there's the good guys are rallying to address a lot of this human trafficking that's happening. You know, now we know it's not only happening at the borders, but to relieve some of the outrageous pressure that's at the borders with these processing centers that have been reported on by people like Michael Yon. They're in multiple foreign cities putting migrants onto planes without identification, shipping them to processing centers here in the United States at international airports, and then putting them on subplanes out to small town America. It's really hard to understand what the legitimate purpose would be for a program like this. And this is going to be another area we're going to need extensive congressional investigations. If we don't have the right congressmen in place who are willing to do what's necessary, we're going to have to swap out and put in people that have the guts and the gumption to order compulsory process, to get statements under oath, and figure out why the heck we have this, what looks, I mean, is there a better word than invasion? It really is outrageous and troubling.
Well, they're all basically, I mean, the consensus out there with most of the people we talk to here, Brad, on this show, is that what happens with the invasion is they come in, they try to make them all registered voters. Now a federal judge in Florida has struck down their provision saying that non-citizens can't register people to vote. It's like, boy, they're just inviting election fraud. And, I mean, it's the federal judges from the benches that are doing this. I'm starting to lose faith in the federal court system, as are many Americans right now. I mean, we're talking a multitude of different causes of action, whether it's foreclosures. I mean, I'm dealing with these things on a regular basis. But then, you know, you've got all these illegals coming in here and they're being influenced by Big Pharma and the peddling of commercials and everything else. They get the jab. And all of a sudden now we've got a bigger medical problem because all these invaders are going to get duped into the same stuff. They go to these blue state cities where the jab gets required and these mandates. I mean, is your group doing anything just to basically just put a stop to these mandates on both state and federal levels?
Yes, we have a stop to 50. So because most state governments and the federal government have basically thrown us under the bus in terms of the vaccine mandates, we've been in multiple states making extensive presentations with the assistance of experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, imploring the local boards, local townships sometimes, local county governments, that they should ban the vaccine within their locality. A lot of times it requires some hand-holding and explanation for why it is that they have the authority and they should feel comfortable doing it. We're continuing those efforts in multiple states. I should also point out that we've also supported attorneys who have, this is former at former feds on X. We've also supported attorneys in making prosecution recommendations to state attorneys general. We did that in Florida. The attorney general, basically the word we got back was it wasn't the attorney general's department, but we were able to get it to the Surgeon General of Florida. And the Surgeon General of Florida said some very positive things in terms of, well, I should say negative things about the vaccine, as you know. And
yes,
earlier this week, we just made a prosecution referral to the Attorney General for Texas. On deck, we have the great state of Louisiana, Attorney General for the great state of Louisiana. And we intend on making these referrals to all 50 states eventually.
Well, we appreciate that. And see, the thing is, Brad Guyer and his team, I mean, Tom Rents, all these people I've met at Halt Hospital Homicide and the groups of attorneys that are working in this thing, this is pretty widespread. There's a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon here trying to help make this country and bring this country back to what it was, get our planet back. Brad Guyer, formerfedsgroup.com. Thank you so much, folks. If you got any contact information like Brad was talking about, use the contact sheet at formerfedsgroup.com and send them an email and let them know. You know, you are our eyes and ears out there. Brad Guyer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
God bless you for the work you're doing, sir. We appreciate you. We'll be back after the top of the hour with more news and your phone calls. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.